From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. As the presidential candidates make their final case ahead of Tuesday's primary in New Hampshire, Chris Christie is hoping his campaign gets a boost from a combative Republican debate performance last night. The New Jersey governor put Florida Senator Marco Rubio on the defensive over what he calls lack of experience. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Neither Christie or Rubio lead the big GOP field nationally or in New Hampshire, which votes Tuesday. But Rubio's strong finish in Iowa last week has prompted him to say he's the serious candidate who can topple Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Christie looks to disrupt that narrative. He attacked Rubio aggressively at the debate, saying the first-term senator has no accomplishments and has never had to solve anything consequential, something Christie says governors have to do every day. Christie clearly scored points and put Rubio on the defensive. At a morning after the debate town hall, Christie was greeted with big cheers when he said the debate will change the narrative of the race. Don Gagne, NPR News, Hampton, New Hampshire.
On the Democratic side, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is making the case that he is up to the task on foreign policy. He tells NBC's Meet the Press his experience has been called into question by his opponent, Hillary Clinton.
They were attacking him. He didn't have the experience, et cetera, et cetera. I am absolutely confident that if elected president, we will have a very strong foreign policy for the American people.
Sanders and Clinton will debate each other in Flint, Michigan on March 6th. 2 days before that state's primary. Earlier today, Clinton made a pit stop in Flint, a town grappling with lead-contaminated water. She called the crisis immoral. Seven suspected Islamist militants have been arrested in Spain. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid.
Spain's interior ministry says the suspects were arrested in separate but coordinated pre-dawn raids in three different regions, Valencia, Alicante, and the Spanish North African enclave of Ceuta. They're accused of setting up a supply chain for the Islamic State and another militant group operating in Iraq and Syria. Spanish police say they shipped guns, money, and explosives in sealed containers under the guise of humanitarian relief. The ringleader was also allegedly trying to recruit women in Spain to marry ISIS fighters. Officials say five of the suspects are Spanish citizens, originally from Syria, Jordan, and Morocco, and the other two are Syrian and Moroccan, both living here legally. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Another big snowstorm is headed for the East Coast. This time, forecasters say parts of New England could get the brunt of it. There's a blizzard warning in effect for southeast Massachusetts, which could see whiteout conditions and gusty winds. The storm could bring up to 18 inches in some areas on Monday. This is NPR. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is using his powers to block therapists from trying to change the sexual orientation in young people in his state. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Cuomo says he'll use his regulatory power to block insurance coverage for the practice known as conversion therapy. He'll also block mental health facilities under state jurisdiction from offering it to minors.
We rejected fundamentally the absurd notion that being gay is a psychiatric disorder.
Cuomo spoke Saturday at a gathering of the Human Rights Campaign, a pro-gay rights group. Major mental health organizations have repudiated conversion therapy, which is supported by some religious organizations. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
Gas prices have dropped again by 8 cents over the past 2 weeks.
The high in the lower 48 panel of cities survey is again Los Angeles. Now a low $2.62, and the low in the country in this panel is Tulsa with $1.44 per gallon.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's hard to know if prices are hitting rock bottom just yet. Fans across the country are continuing to enjoy a tight Super Bowl 50 as the AFC champion Denver Broncos battle it out against the NFC's Carolina Panthers at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Right now in the fourth quarter, Denver leads 22 to Carolina's 10. I'm Lori London, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.